Welcome to episode 90, Learn to Have a Winner's Mindset. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me today. Today, I want to talk to you about how to become a winner, how to have that winner's mindset, how to get out of bed every day excited about what you do, get out of that terrible mindset that you have. I'm going to talk all about it right here, right now. Let's break it down. So first off, what is a winner? A winner is not just someone who has everything and, oh my God, they have a fancy jet and all this stuff. A winner is somebody who gets out of bed happy every day. It may be something as simple as a yogic person who just wants to sit on a mountainside, doesn't worry about money, has enough to eat, and does yoga all day long. Or it could be the businessman that gets out there, wins big contracts every day, does millions of dollars in sales, and is happy with it. But so you need to first find out, what is a winner? What is a winner to you? What makes a win? What makes you happy? Unfortunately, we live in a society where so many people chase other people's goals because they believe that's what makes them a winner. People all grow up thinking, I want to become a doctor, an attorney. I want to be a person of power. I want to be all these different things. But the truth is, you're a person of power exactly where you belong in the universe. A winner is a winner no matter where they are. They could be baking cakes. They could be fighting fires. They could be doing whatever it is that makes them feel like a win every day. So winning as a whole is the feeling of accomplishment, the feeling of being exactly where you should be at that exact moment where you are. The feeling that I got the other day when I'm on a bike ride. I got to a field. It was lightly foggy. It was a light sunrise. Everything was perfect. There were birds chirping. And I was like, wow, I'm right where I want to be right now. Was I making money? Was I doing anything? No, but I was making my body and my mind happy, which is going to best serve me when I go back to work. I actually have that better winner mindset. I know that I am doing what I need to do to accomplish the things and get myself to the places I need to be. That's the reason we want to win. We don't just want to win to beat out other people and everything like that that it's become. We've been cultured to that through professional sports and other things to believe that winning is just beating somebody else. But there is a such thing as a win-win scenario. And when scenarios go win-win, the world does better, because when we learn to work together, we all learn to win together, which is a huge thing. You want to make sure always that if you are always seeing a win-win-win yourself and no one else is winning around you, chances are you're not surrounded by a bunch of losers. Chances are you're surrounded by a bunch of winners that are being stifled down by you. And then when they get the opportunity, they're going to stomp you out just like you did to them. Remember, the art of the deal, anything like that, is always taught us. You got to have people come out of any type of negotiation feeling like they won. So having a winner's mindset is important, but in negotiation, it's also important a give-take relationship in order to make sure the final goal happens and that you don't just come off as someone who just needs to dominate and not just win. So first off, let's talk about abundance versus scarcity. Growing up, everybody's taught a mindset of, what if you don't have enough money? How would you pay for it? Why would you pay for it? All these different things. Versus some people grew up of, how can I earn enough money to make that happen? So first, you got to realize there is more than enough in the world for everybody. You just need to go get yours. You need to look at it as other people have yours, and you need to figure out how to get yours back from them, that it is already yours and it's going to come back to you. The belief in scarcity, like I can't spend the money because it's not going to come out, that doesn't help us, especially in a sales position like real estate, where we have to invest and we look at return on investment, such as marketing and things like that. Because if you go with I'll build it when you show up instead of if you build it, they will come method in business, you'll have a big problem when it comes to finding wins. So the abundance mindset, the understanding that there is enough, you've done your research, you checked out the market, and there's enough there that there's enough that you can survive. So you're going to get into that, and you're going to get into that with the idea that not only is there enough for you to survive, but there's enough for you to thrive. Far too often I see people get into business, and the way that they think there is to get more money is to add another brand line or add another downline. What I mean by this, a new menu item, anything like that. Like, instead of looking at how can we maximize our pizza sales, they say, geez, we're not making enough pizza sales, let's add subs. And they just continue to do that to their business to the point where they have so many different brand lines and downlines that they have huge overhead and huge expenses. We got to learn that there's enough of everything. Whether you want to be a buyer's expert, a listing expert, whatever you want to be in real estate, there is going to be plenty. Yes, you can take on both, but I can guarantee you, anytime you specialize and you follow up exactly in a certain fashion and you create a great system, you're going to win. So making sure that you take care of people in a great way is very important. I do believe people can do buying and selling, and don't take that wrong. I'm just saying that in specialization, you can obviously win more often when you do something every single day. But do know that there is a lot of everything around, so do not fall for that old scarcity mindset. That's something. Parental guidance. So let's talk about that. Parents always want to help us as kids. They intentionally do everything they can to help us avoid danger, avoid injury, avoid financial loss, avoid everything. But one thing they don't often teach us is how to attract everything that we do want. They tell us things like, you're going to start a business? That's awful risky, honey. But yet they'll let you spend all the money to go to college because it's been projected as a thing of abundance by marketing and branding. So what we're learning is that not only is big media against us winning, also so aren't our parents. And ones with our parents, it's not like they mean to be against us, but their parental guidance is to advise you to not do things to avoid it. What you need to do is you need to experience things in life. You need to actually try things. You need to get out there and do things to make sure whether they work or they don't work for you. Entrepreneur world is basically like stepping off a cliff every single day and hoping that there's more floor there to catch you. We have to do that because that's how we work as a business. So the parental guidance things kind of got to go out the window, because if we get too carried away with it, we'll get paralysis through analysis where we'll get failures that we didn't ever have. One of the things I want to point out here is if you fail forward, it is also a win. So winners fail all the time. We fail with a smile. Why? Because what did we win when we failed? Let's break it down. We won the information of what does not work. And we also won a new opportunity of finding what does work and finding something that works better for higher profits for whatever it is that we're looking for. So instead of thinking, geez, I can't believe I spent $1,000 on that and I lost it all, we say, wow, I'm glad I only spent $1,000 because normally I spend $10,000 a month on other things. I'm glad I didn't go all in and I did that way. You have to look at the positive in every situation. If you can't, you can't hang in the business world. You can't hang in the free agent world of being an agent and getting commissions, not getting paid. You need a job that's cushy, that's going to give you your hourly wages if you can't take those risks. So freeing yourself from that and freeing yourself up overall from the parental guidance as well as just the fear of failing, it's going to create free thought. Free thought is a place that you need to spend some of your time. I know often what we do is we immediately get in our car, we turn on the radio, we get home, we turn the TV on, we get everywhere, and we turn things on that fill our airspace, our ability to not just meditate but to think with a clear mind is massively influenced in the modern day world. Whether it be a plane flying by, a loud motorcycle, whatever, we don't often get a lot of quiet time. So I need you to make more quiet time for yourself to have free thought. Realize that your best thought goes on when you're not thinking at all, when you're just relaxed. And then you want to work on original thought. Original thought is not taking what other people said, but taking and breaking the world down and thinking, how do I think originally? How do I create? Like, what would I do if I went there? Like, if this system did not exist, how would I build a system that would be better? And that's how you need to do it. Unfortunately, what happens is everyone's like, geez, here's this really convenient system that I can buy online for cheap, and I'll run my company off that. But what they don't realize is they have a plug-and-play company and that they don't have actual winning, and that one day they're going to have one of the biggest losses, which is when that company pivots away from them or changes the software so it doesn't work for them anymore. So having original thought and free thought is going to be huge to winning all the time. Now, happy feelings. Happy feelings are hard for some people, but you need to step it up and realize it's not hard. Stop. Start thinking about what's great. When you drive down the street, notice the color of the leaves. Notice the people. Notice the things that are going on positive. Turn off the news and turn on reality. Turn on that you can go right now and you can go do a whole bunch of positive in your community. Turn that on. Turn on, I'm in the positive world. I'm not a part of the problem. I'm part of the solution. So happy feelings are huge. I know a lot of people have these BS complaints or COVID, blah, blah, blah. Come on, get out of it. Move on. We've gone past it. We're moving forward. We're in happy world now. And then power poses. Some people may laugh at these, but yoga teaches them many other things. But, you know, just simply going and standing in the morning real early as the sun's coming up and standing there, tightening all your muscles, flattening out your hands, leaning your head back a tiny bit and just breathing deep. You'd be shocked by how much energy you'll pull in at that time of day and how much happier your day will go. So learn to do power poses before meetings. Figure out what makes you happy and what excites you so that you can take that natural endorphins and all the other things that are dropped And you can use those instead of using falsehoods, instead of using, I'm just going to push myself through this. You can feel good while you're doing it. And guys, get a guide. Don't try to just do this yourself. Try to find people that can help you get a winner's mindset. Surround yourself with winners and you'll find a winner's mindset. Surround yourself with losers and I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. It's a terrible thing. We think we're more powerful than negative, but negative action is some of the most powerful things. So get yourself some powerful guides that have knowledge and are willing to share it with you. Also, be willing to seek knowledge. Get out there, read books, listen to podcasts, watch YouTubes, whatever it is that does the knowledge for you. Get out there and study and learn, because learning to have a winner's mindset is a huge thing. But also, winner's mindset, winners know, I need to outstudy my competition, because if I have the knowledge and I am the industry authority, people are going to use me. So knowledge is power, but knowledge is also power for happiness and having a winner's mindset. And last but not least, make sure you're strong and healthy. I'm not saying that you can't go have a McDonald's hamburger now and again. I'm not saying you can't enjoy your life. I'm certainly not saying you need to be the next Brad Pitt with a six-pack or eight-pack or whatever the guy's got when he's in a movie. We're not saying those things. What I am saying is regular exercise, getting out there and being healthy and taking care of your body is going to make sure that you're there the next day to show up to win again. And you're also there to win when it comes to being able to do what you need to do. I can be honest with you, it doesn't matter what level of life you're at. You're always going to need to use your body to do things, whether it be to walk places, carry things, pick things up, show up to a Zoom meeting, whatever it is, you're going to rely on your body every single day in order to carry you through this entire universe and everything beyond. So make sure to take care of it. You only get that one. Guys, I hope this helps you find a winner's mindset. Make sure to tell your friends and family about this podcast. Make sure to get them to subscribe. If you haven't yet subscribed, shame on you. Get down there, hit that subscribe button. Give me a like, give me some comments. Let me know where you want me to go with the podcast. If there's any episodes you want me to take on, I'll definitely do it. If you're looking to get an interview with me, if you're somebody that's really good in real estate, jump on here. I'd love to do that as well. Facebook group, check it out. Website, realfactsandrealestate.com. We have a newsletter that goes out. Lots of great free content. Lots and lots going on in this entire community. Thank you guys so much and have a great day.